Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber. There's another world inside of me that
you may never see. There's secrets in this. Welcome back to it on this, the 11th of September, 2019. Incredible to believe it's been 18 years. And for people that are, you know, 25 years and less, and they don't even remember that day much. Hardly at all, anyway. My next guest, Liz Peek, a columnist for Fox News and a contributor to this program for years now. We're going to take a little bit of a different tact from today's conversation. We're going to talk about the abject silliness of the Green New Deal and climate change and all the histrionics going on. Liz, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
A great piece, by the way, you wrote here a day or two ago. The ignorance and silliness on display as Democrats race down the climate change rabbit hole. You know, it's amazing. They have no ability to do math. They talk about the destruction from these hurricanes and so forth. Well, yeah, in 1960, the number of people living in Florida was about 4.8 million people. It's almost 20 million today. Think about that.
Well, that's the point, right? I mean, when you have a big hurricane or big weather event like Dorian come along, Democrats jump on that as an example of, oh my gosh, here's climate change and global warming, and here's the upshot of it, all this destruction and so forth. And yes, it was a terrible storm. It did a lot of damage. But the damage number, of course, is inflated by the incredible increasing development along our shoreline, not just in Florida, but up the entire East Coast. It has nothing to do with global warming and everything to do with the wealth accumulation in this country,
exactly,
much of which is
right.
put into real estate. So
yeah.
it's just silly. But more interesting maybe is that the incidence of these big storms, according to a group that contributed to the UN climate study and so forth, has not increased, as you would hear from all the naysayers and alarmists out there.
Sure.
But in fact, it's just that we're keeping better attention. In 1850, we didn't know that there were tropical storms in the Atlantic always. Now we really do know. So anyway, what's alarming to me, Democrats have no appetite for the facts on this. They're sort of chasing millennial voters who are very concerned about climate with all kinds of policies that literally are bizarre. I mean, Bernie Sanders talking about women in poor countries should have abortions because we don't need more humans on the planet.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you had told someone 5 years ago that a serious Democrat contender would say something like that, they would not have believed you.
Well, you know, the thing is, he's not a Democrat. You know, he's a Democratic socialist who's playing a Democrat for a period of time here. His numbers have not eroded, by the way. You've got a three-way race. But here's the thing, Liz, you're exactly right. If you look at what the Democrats are talking about, if you don't think abortion is okay up to the moment of birth, which they all apparently support now, you only have one choice for president. If you don't believe in open borders and giving,
yeah.
you know, free stuff to everybody comes across, there's only one choice you have. That's the same thing for gun control, health care, if you want to keep it. I mean, they've all said now you don't get to keep your health care. It's going to be taken over by the government. There is only one choice for president on all of those categories, and that's Donald Trump.
I totally agree. I think the Democrats are in a very difficult place because their leaders right now, Elizabeth Warren's out saying we can't vote for a Democrat president that we don't believe in. Well, she's talking about Joe Biden, and I think she's right. I think a lot of Democrats are going to stay home if Joe Biden is the candidate. All those progressives, all those young voters, they're not whooped up about Joe Biden, and arguably he really is not fit to be president mentally, in my view.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, horrify at least half their party with their extreme ideas about income and wealth redistribution. That's really not what America is all about. And I think, you know, I think at the end of the day, the choice for Democrat primary voters is very poor, and it's all to benefit. I mean, I've talked to some Democrat friends in the last 72 hours, and I, you know, they're just shaking their heads. They can't imagine out of 24 candidates, they're going to come back with somebody that nobody really is excited about.
Well, you know, and this is just a little bit far afield, but every time I see Joe Biden recently, I get on the Wayback Machine and go back to 1992 because I keep having images of Lawrence Eagleburger. Who am I and why am I here? I mean, that's the way I feel when I see Joe Biden. He doesn't know what he's doing or what he's saying. Joe, here are your talking points for the day. It's like the movie 50 First Dates. Here's what you'll say today. This is your plan. It's like
He doesn't stand for anything.
I think that's where he is. I think he's a decent guy, but I'll tell you what, he's just out of his element here. I think he always was, to tell you the truth, which is why he was plagiarizing other people's speeches going way back. He didn't really have his own game plan. He didn't have his own speech to give. So, you know, there's something there, right? I mean, that wasn't just accidental. That happened several times, and it did exclude him from his first run at president. But the reality is we should learn from that. And listen, I don't want to bang on Joe Biden. I hope he is a candidate. I think he has zero chance of becoming president of the United States. So if he's the contender, I say yippee.
Heck, I'll send him $20. How about you? Let's keep this thing going. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
You look at these people, though. But yeah, I think Elizabeth Warren, if I was going to put a dollar on one horse today, it would be with her. But I have no belief that she's actually going to come out on top. But maybe stands the best chance. But again, you're right. Her ideas, her beliefs, abortion on demand until a child is born, taking over health care, gun confiscation, all of these things. Not to mention telling union members, hey, that really great health care plan your union negotiated for you, you don't get to keep that anymore.
How unbelievably stupid is that? I mean, from the moment they started talking Medicare for All, I was like, well, wait a minute. Haven't they talked to union leaders? Because in the last 20 years, union officials have bargained not just for higher wages, which has been very tough.
It's the bennies.
They have landed these incredible health packages, which, by the way, under Obamacare, were meant to be taxed. Remember the Cadillac tax?
Sure.
That was directed at union benefits largely. And so guess what? It never was implemented because the union voice was too protective and too strong for that, particularly in a Democrat administration. So here Democrats are going after those. It defies imagining. And then Elizabeth Warren wants to ban fracking, which, of course, where is that very much a benefit to the people of a state? How about Pennsylvania?
Exactly.
Pennsylvania is a huge fracking state. The Democrats are desperate to win it, so they're going to take away one of the economic lifebloods of that state. Honestly, you couldn't get stupider, and they're just tripping over themselves with one policy after another, which is going to alienate exactly the kind of voters that they need to
win in
2020.
Joe Biden actually took it a step further, Liz. You know, end all fossil fuels, no coal, no gas, no natural gas, no fracking, no. All right, we're going to get candles in our caves, apparently, and the chipmunks will run around on the little wheel to power our lights.
And by the way, as they consider that this is going to be just fine because identity politics will kind of bail them out and they'll get all the minority voters, in this election in North Carolina last night, there was a county where 35% of the voters are black, and it went for Trump. It wasn't expected to, and guess what? I think Trump is making inroads in the black and Hispanic community.
I believe that to be true.
Yeah, I think it's true. And the numbers are just too good. The income, the fact that we have record low gap between unemployment, between blacks and whites, et cetera, those things cannot escape the attention of black voters.
I totally agree with you there. Next time you come back, we should talk about the economy, because in addition to the Green New Deal, they're cheerleading for the destruction of the economy, are those on the left. But we're out of time. Liz, I greatly appreciate it, as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Liz Peek, everybody, and one of my favorites, no question. Great column, Ignorance and Silliness on Display, as the Democrats race down the climate change rabbit hole. Go check that out. All right, your thoughts on September 11th. I've got some letters from the mailbag. I'll open the phone lines. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, if you're so inclined. Your memories of 9/11 and where we've gone since. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju laser treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to WyckoffWellness.com.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.